We'll update the status of new stimulus checks. I'm David Brancaccio. Good morning to you. President Biden is apparently backing a compromise in the Senate that makes fewer people eligible for $1,400 relief checks. This is in the nearly $2 trillion coronavirus relief bill. This is part of a compromise to appeal to more moderate Democrats. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has some details.
The compromise would lower the income caps for the relief payments, phasing them out for higher-income Americans, so individuals making more than $80,000 a year or couples earning more than $160,000 would not get a payment. The Institute on Taxation and Economic Policy estimates that 280 million people would get checks under the Senate compromise. That's about 17 million fewer people than under the House bill. Senate leaders are trying to appeal to moderate Democrats with this proposal. They're using a fast-track process to get the bill through the Senate and need all 50 Senate Democrats on board. The Senate could take a procedural vote on the bill as soon as today. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
We will get the latest report on new claims for unemployment benefits later this morning, ahead of the February jobs report tomorrow. These weekly jobless claims bounce around a bit, but the bottom line is, unemployment claims have been running at historically high levels, signaling that the layoffs persist, Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
Every week since the pandemic shutdown started in March 2020, there have been more new unemployment claims filed than in any single week during the Great Recession. Mark Hamrick at Bankrate says the level of job loss week in and week out is alarming.
Not only have these claims remained quite elevated historically, but there is the duration of this because we're now in the 50th week of this economic stress.
These persistently high jobless claims indicate a lot of labor market volatility, says Andrew Stettner at the Century Foundation, as employers alternately cut back and expand in the pandemic. For workers, that means
I got back to work either at the old job or the new job, but then this week didn't have any work. Or I had my hours reduced, and so I'm filing for unemployment.
Stettner predicts this kind of employment churn will continue until vaccination is widespread enough that businesses and schools can reopen and stay open. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Markets after tech stocks got hammered yesterday. Stock index futures are down this morning. The S&P future down 0.5%. The NASDAQ future down 0.6%. The Dow future down 100 points. The bond market's stable so far. The 10-year rate at 1.47%. Now, in Britain, people used to wake up to the gentle whir of the electric-powered milk float, daily milk delivery to the door from a rechargeable vehicle. You could someday hear that whir ahead of the cardboard box thump at your doorstep. In the fight against climate change, FedEx says it'll spend $2 billion toward becoming carbon neutral in the next 20 years. Now, part of that goal now is an all-electric fleet. Last week, we spoke about the need to upgrade America's electrical grid for the new green demands like this. Marketplace.org, if you missed our interview with Charlotte Howard, who covers energy matters for The Economist.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate minority leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Now to pandemic and a marginalized industry. Yesterday was International Sex Workers' Rights Day. That story will be in about 15 seconds from now. A group of scientists who researched this area marked this by asking the Biden administration to decriminalize sex work as part of its criminal justice reform. In part, they're calling to repeal laws passed during the Trump administration, including online versions of this, a part of the industry that's been transformed by the pandemic. Marketplace's Erica Barris reports.
By its very nature, most sex work doesn't involve social distancing. It didn't for Cinnamon Love. That's her professional name.
I could not work. Because we had to lock down, the idea of doing in-person work was, it was impossible.
She had to go completely online.
I was very nervous. Digital work has a learning curve.
She studied up on lighting, shooting video, and photographing herself. She also ramped up her social media, including her OnlyFans account. That's a paid platform for sexual content.
Sorry, I have an interruption happening in my room. One second.
Meanwhile, she's had other responsibilities.
What are you looking for? Can you not right now?
Love's grown daughter and grandchild have been at home all day, every day.
Thank you. Sorry.
After some lean months, Love made $72,000 before taxes last year. That's what she earned pre-pandemic. But she's got a following and has been doing this work for 26 years. Other sex workers aren't making that kind of money, says Mireille Miller-Young, a feminist studies professor at UC Santa Barbara.
Sex work was among a kind of array of jobs that are incredibly, you know, vulnerable and precarious, like in the gig economy, right, where you're not protected.
But a lot of people have turned to this type of gig. OnlyFans says it had over 1 million people selling content on the site in December. That's 9 times more than the year before. And the market was already saturated, says Angela Jones, a sociologist at Farmingdale State College.
Now you have this influx of people who are looking for work online. They're finding, we all know what happens in saturated markets, what happens to wages.
They go down. This week, Jones and Miller-Young were among the researchers asking for the repeal of the so-called 2018 SESTA-FOSTA laws that were meant to stop online sex trafficking. Along with other safeguards, they compel social media platforms to censor certain posts. Cinnamon Love says that had other consequences.
It penalized people who were doing consensual sex work from being able to have access to the platforms that they need to drive traffic to platforms where they make money.
And that, she says, ends up especially hurting people who are doing this just to get by. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.
And you're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report. We're from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.